All right, the Lions schedule will be released this week. We're going to get ahead of the leaks. We're going to play Dream Schedule Mad Libs. We're going to start with who you want the opener to be, John.
All right.
Of any of the potential opponents, who do you want the Lions to start their schedule with?
Well, since we believe they're going to be on the road to start, they've got the nine road games, might as well get one out of the way. And I know everybody's going to sit there and say, well, yeah, we want Philly. We want to see what that was like. No, I want a rematch of how the season ended. And I think it could be likely that they go to our nation's capital and play the Washington Commanders to start the season right or wrong. It could be a day of reckoning. And I would love for them to start off the season 1-0 and put last year, put all of that behind them. Go win on the road. The weather's going to be nice. In fact, it's probably going to be smoking hot. So let's go to Washington, set the record straight, start the season off 1-0, put Jaden Daniels, that sophomore slump. Let's start it off for Jaden Daniels.
I want the Eagles. Let me watch them be crowned champions on their field and let that burn and eat up this Lions team as extra motivation. Let's start the season with a statement in Philly, and it also means you don't have to play at Philly late in the season either.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Monday night, John. You know they're going to get a Monday night game. Mm-hmm. Your dream matchup, who is it?
I want Dallas, and I want Dallas at home.
Well, that's where it'll be.
Monday night football. I can't wait. I think this is, especially with the way Dallas has, they've made some trades. And I know you guys probably talked about it. That happened on Friday, right? The Pickens trades?
Yep. Yeah.
At some point, Micah Parsons is going to sign a new contract. And he's going to come in here and he's going to think, yeah, you know what? I'm going to set the world on fire. Nope. You know what? You're going to have to play against Penei Sewell and Taylor Decker. They've shut you down. They will continue to shut you down. And it's Jerry Jones. What was his last year on his birthday?
Yep.
Worst loss. Let's give him another humdinger on Monday Night Football.
2 years ago when we had the controversy, that was a Saturday night, but it was Monday Night Football presentation. Mm-hmm. Let's run it back this time at Detroit. Let's do it.
You want Dallas as well?
Dallas on Monday night. Sunday night, give me a matchup for Sunday night football.
Oh, you go first. I've kind of spoiled it for you the first two times.
Well, you can't spoil this one because you've already claimed this one. This is, to me, the Commander game. Give me a Sunday night football at the Commanders. Maybe you're a few weeks into the season now, but that's a marquee game I want to see and put it in prime time.
So I'm going to go same region, but I'm going to go at Baltimore on Sunday night football. I think this would be a great matchup, and we all want to see. The last time Lions went to Baltimore, it was a colder Sunday afternoon. I want this one to be prime time. I want this to be the coming out party. Like, I don't know how many times we have to say this, but can Jared Goff win against another quarterback that's not, you know, Patrick Mahomes? Because he beats Patrick Mahomes every time. But I want to see them go there and the defense to prove that they can shut down a mobile quarterback. The defense to prove that they can shut down not just a mobile quarterback and a run game at the same time. Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, and then this offense to go out there and just light up a Baltimore defense that struggled last year. I know they addressed it in the draft. Malachi Starks, let's throw at him.
Oh, Sunday night.
There you go.
Oh, Sunday night.
Wow. They're going to get one of every primetime game, if not two. Thursday night. They'll have a Thursday night game, John. Schedule it.
I want the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we know that they're going to have to play that division. We've already talked about Baltimore. I want all of these games to be on prime time. And I'm saving my wild card for another one in that division. But I want Pittsburgh Thursday night football. This is one where, and I'm fine with them, you know, obviously getting this one at home. We talked about Dallas at home. I love the night games at home, even though we're going to Baltimore on Sunday night football. That's an easy trip. Thursday night football. Give me the Pittsburgh Steelers. And again, it's an opportunity for Penei Sewell to be featured. We already talked about him against Micah Parsons.
Yep.
Give me a Watt. Let's go ahead and have an outage in the wattage.
Thursday night games tend to be division games. And the division game I want in primetime is the return of Ben Johnson to Ford Field. Give me a home game against the Bears in a spotlight Thursday night game.
That's interesting because I don't have –
no Bears on your little dream schedule?
No, because I know that it'll be, yeah, locally here between us and Chicago.
Oh, come on.
I think, the NFL will probably amp that one up a little bit. I think there's going to be more sway between Chicago and Green Bay because of Ben Johnson's comments about Matt LaFleur. And then Matt LaFleur coming out and saying, yeah, I don't really know Ben Johnson. I don't know where that came from, but yeah.
Thanksgiving Day. I'll go first here.
Okay.
Thanksgiving, even though the Lions have been winning more, has been much too stressful. You want an easy Thanksgiving win. How about a Midwest Great Lakes Classic? How about the Cleveland Browns come in to be a pinata? We stuff that turkey and celebrate.
Are they going to bring out the Edmund Fitzgerald trophy?
Yes, Jim Harbaugh will present it.
Only if he sings the song at the same time.
Oh, God.
But you know he will. I thought about that, and it would be kind of interesting. I mean, at that point, is Shadur starting quarterback?
Meet Aiden.
I don't want any part of that. I do want to have a good game. And there has been a bit of a rivalry developing over the last couple of years between Detroit and Tampa Bay.
Oh.
Last year, we talk about the reckoning against Washington. I want a reckoning against Tampa Bay. The first loss of the season, one of only two in the regular season. And I want an opportunity on Thanksgiving Day to take my shots at Baker Mayfield. And I don't know if they're going to have maybe the biggest pair of defensive tackles in Vita Vea and this kid from Florida who's, 460 pounds? I don't think he makes the team. But
if he does, it's 800 pounds in the middle of the defense.
Yeah, immobile defense. So, but a couple of years ago, it was beating Tampa in the playoffs. Last year, game two, lost to Tampa Bay. I think Thanksgiving would be a great opportunity. And we know the NFL is all about marketing and they want to create matchups. And this is one that is, I think, kind of sneaky developing a little rivalry between Tampa and Detroit.
The idea of
former division opponents.
Yes.
Long, a second life ago.
Tonnage on Thanksgiving. Just kind of goes hand in hand. Yeah, a little extra LBs. Wild card. Give me a random quirk thing that you want to see. It could be an extra primetime game. It could be a game you want early, late. What? What do you want to see?
I want Christmas.
Oh.
I want Christmas at, I don't know, Heather, what does it fit best into your schedule? One or four?
It doesn't fit anywhere in my schedule.
I'm going to go 1 o'clock. This is the Colin special. And I'm going to do this one on the road. It's at Cincinnati. That division, it's going to be highlighted all season long. And I think there could be a lot riding on that game at Christmas for Cincinnati. Certainly will be a lot riding on that game for Detroit.
Yeah.
It's to me, it's a perfect matchup. Now, it's down there. And I don't know, what day is Christmas this year? Is it
it's like a Wednesday or Thursday?
The 25th.
Thank you, Greg.
Jerk. Yes. Jerk store sold out in Greg's. It's a Thursday.
Yeah.
So it'd be another Thursday
plays
game.
Off of, yeah.
So I would love to have Joe Burrow at that time. It's now 2 years of Tyrion Arnold. It's DJ Reed. It's this secondary Ennis Rakestraw. Hopefully he's healthy all season long. And I want to see this secondary tested because we get into the playoffs. Secondary is going to be a focal point. Being able to stop the run is a focal point. All of those things, I want to be tested at that time. I want to be Joe Burrow on Christmas.
Think about it, Heather. Colin can get the kids up extra early, get that out of the way, and then settle in for Lions football.
Yeah.
No.
This is my Heather Park special.
My wild card. John, I like where your head's at preparing for the postseason. Week 16, give me Kansas City. Mm-hmm. That's a measuring stick game. It'll be an outdoor game, be a road game. I know they've done that, but late in the season, are you ready for the playoffs? And if you lose, chance to lick the wounds and you get a do-over because it's only going to get bigger.
All right, real quick, season finale.
Green Bay Packers.
Ha-ha!
Best team in the division.
We agree. Yep. Yes. I think it is. It could come down to, like it was last year, Minnesota and Detroit. this year, it's going to be Green Bay and Detroit for the division. Hopefully the Lions have it locked up by then, but I think there's a lot riding on that game, and I think it's going to be Green Bay.
Tom, how does any of this fit into your mock schedule that will be dropping later this week?
I'm leaning on probably at Minnesota for the season finale. Okay. And I actually think it'll be Minnesota here on Thanksgiving. Potential for a Lions-Ravens Christmas Day game.
It's been rumored.
And I love them opening with the Eagles. Let's go. Like, let's seriously, go, against the champs, maybe a few distractions with, you know, ceremonies and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but I don't want the distractions. I want them at their best. I don't want any lame old asterisks. You know, Patrick Mahomes.
I'm not putting any asterisks on it.
Is Tirico on the call?
Yes, he would be.
He would be.
Jeez, does he still have to take bullets for that? I mean, my God.
We love Mike. He knows Mike. It's in good fun. Yeah. Come on.
You know he's probably listening right
now. Yeah, just no peanuts on the menu.
Oh, yeah. Now that's, come on. Man. Poor guy. Sorry, I felt Mike. So bad
These
for
guys
him.
Are awful. And hey, you want to come on our show? Sure.
Hey, he came on and gave it to me. We can give and take.
Hey, Mike's got a sense of humor.
He does.
Hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully. Sorry, Mike. All right, there you go. That's your Mad Libs dream schedule. It's 97.1.
Hey, at First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities and relationships. And with their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. Their easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go, and their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. They take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. In fact, it's exactly what they've done for me and my family over the years and why they're my personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. All you have to do is visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
Tigers dropped 2 of 3 over the weekend. The one win they had, Scooble. Stellar on Friday night. Had people waiting in line to get the bobbleheads on Saturday. Everybody's talking Scooble, and I know people are talking about his future as well. I got the perfect solution. We'll do it at 7:35. Tigers continue the homestand tonight against the Boston Red Sox. John, how will Alex Bregman be greeted? Anger, resentment? Did anybody have any bad feelings towards the guy, or we kind of moved on because our team's good?
I think we've moved on because our team is good. I know you want to boo.
No, I didn't.
That's kind of your first reaction.
Yeah, it's
you love bringing out the boos in everyone.
It's hostility. You come into our den, the Tiger den.
But if you boo him, then it kind of gives him that sense that he matters to us. And at this point, he doesn't matter to us. He didn't pick us. So be it. We've moved on. We do have the best record in the American League. It's not the Red Sox. In fact, he's created a little bit of an issue there because who's the guy that
Devers.
Devers. They've asked him, will you play a little first base?
No.
He says, no. You asked me to only be a hitter this year. So that's all I'm going to do. I'm going to DH. We would like to put you at first base. I'm refusing to play at first base. And so I kind of like the drama that I think that's enough of a enjoyment for us. And I don't care when he comes to the plate. I don't need to hear anybody. If people want to boo him, then so be it. I don't care. But I think the best response is, hey, you don't matter to us because you didn't pick us.
Ignore him. There's no doubt they still have an issue with third base. There's no doubt he would have made them better. There's no doubt the Tigers wanted him. I think it's weird when fans are like, we didn't want him anyway.
No, we wanted him back.
We very much wanted him. And I still think there's a chance he's our third baseman in 2026. I do. I think he could have a great year, opt out, and that will help make up the difference in the offer that he didn't like from the Tigers. Mm-hmm. I think there's still a chance he's our third baseman in 2026. I'm curious just what happens tonight. I mean, I think there will be some that boo him. I don't think it will be loud or thunderous or coordinated, but I think people will boo him just because we wanted him here, and he turned us down, and screw you. That whole thing.
He's
having like an MVP caliber season. I mean, Judge will win it, but he's in that short list.
So be it. Judge will win it as of now.
I think like
we have an MVP candidate.
Oh.
And
I see what you're doing.
Yeah. So let's just pump the brakes on giving it to Aaron Judge.
But what if we had two MVP candidates? Wouldn't that be something? And it's all Bregman's fault. The only reason we don't is Bregman's fault.
Yeah. It's all Bregman's fault. I think there's a lot of people that are going to say it's all Bregman's fault. But no, it's not Bregman's fault. And it's his fault that he ended up in Chicago.
Yeah.
Then so be it. Boston. Boston. Yeah.
He was considering Chicago too at the time.
But it's his issue that he's in Boston, and they're a team with 22 wins. They're in second place to the New York Yankees. They're going to be a wild card team where he knows he could have been here in Detroit. Yeah. Could have been a part of a first place team.
And what was AJ's quote way back when?
Yeah. If you don't want to be here, then we'll beat you.
We'll beat you, and we did last year in the AL playoff wild card round. Mm-hmm. 248-539-9797. Just going to take some ticket texts on it. Take the temperature. He's in town tonight. The first time he'll be at Comerica Park since he spurned us. Mm-hmm. The people have an emotional reaction, or are they kind of over it at this point?
Yeah.
Well, you let us know. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, a dangerous TikTok trend or challenge, I guess you could say, has Metro Detroit schools issuing some warnings to not only the students, but also to parents.
Oh, no.
So
what
you
now?
Might have seen this. Students are intentionally setting their laptops on fire.
I've not
I
seen
got
this.
An email about this.
Did you really?
And I instantly texted Jack and I said, have you, because I didn't want to ask him if he did it, because I would be shocked that he would do something so stupid. But I said, have you seen your friends sticking their pencils into the openings of their
like
computers?
The USB port?
Is that how they do it?
It's not, well, not just pencils, but they use like a metal object.
Yeah.
The pencil, I don't think would work.
Why is this a trend?
Because it's not, somebody
cool
did it
they,
on,
they,
yeah, because it like
yeah.
smokes.
It starts smoking.
Yeah, it starts smoking. So it's cool.
And are these first of all, if you did it to your own computer, moron.
Yeah.
But a lot of these devices are school issued devices.
Not smart.
Yes.
And they can't be fixed.
Yes. So in Metro Detroit, Waterford Kettering High School had an incident where a Chromebook caught fire in class. Then in Groseal, a high schooler at Groseal High School is under investigation for doing this because a Chromebook caught fire again in school. They say no injuries have been reported, but one person in Groseal had to be taken to the hospital as a precaution. And that's what firefighters are saying. They're saying, yeah, okay, nobody's getting hurt now, but somebody eventually is going to get hurt. And the biggest thing is the smoke is what's going to do it. Is it's releasing, they say, hundreds of different chemicals and heavy metals, and breathing in these heavy metals by shoving things into your laptop is not worth a few likes on social media, and also the cost it's going to be for you to repair that laptop. So now there are some schools, apparently more that I know of, that are sending these parents letters to parents. So the superintendent at East Point Community Schools is now advising parents to have some conversations with their children. It's so stupid.
It is.
It's so dumb. I can't believe kids are doing this. But they are. It's out there. So have a conversation if you have got kids in high school, right?
There's always a stupid challenge, like the Tide Pod challenge from forever ago. And kids.
All of them. Yep. It's not just kids doing it, though. That's the sad part. Okay. So the wrestling team at Dundee High School has been paused pending an outcome of an investigation into a complaint that was lodged against them. So a letter was sent to the community on Friday by the superintendent saying that, yes, there is an investigation underway being conducted by the high school administration, by the high school resource officer. And they also say an additional Title IX investigation has been started by a law firm. And the letter stated that it began last month after the school received this anonymous complaint regarding hazing and members of the wrestling team. Didn't go into all of the details, but they did say that the investigation included interviews with members of the team, with coaches, with parents, and also there was some videotaped evidence that apparently exists that shows additional incidents of hazing, fights, and even physical assaults by wrestling team members. So everything is under investigation. There's no details of the timeline, how long this investigation is going to take, or exactly who was involved in what, but it is there. It is ongoing. Stuart Frankie, a beloved figure in Detroit's music scene, has passed away at the age of 66. So he's born and raised in Michigan, was known for blending rock, soul, folk music, and had built this really decades-long career as a singer and songwriter, and did have a loyal following. And his family did release a statement saying that he passed away from complications to a stroke that he had suffered back in 2019. But seems like he was a great individual, was really active in an advocate for cancer research. He had started a foundation for leukemia because he was diagnosed with a form of leukemia in 1998 when he was 40 years old. So some sad news there for sure. Detroit Lions rookie defensive tackle Tyleek Williams is hoping to get a new jersey number. So at Ohio State, he wore number 91. Of course, right now he can't use that number because it's currently being worn by Levi Onwuzurike. So Williams is hoping that he'll wear the number 78. Or was he given that number?
I think he was, well, you can pick from a select few that are available.
He was picked, yeah.
How does this go down? Cash is the only way to get the number?
Generally, yeah. If you want to spend the cash on it. But
how much cash are we talking?
Well, it all depends on now Levi probably doesn't have a whole lot of jerseys in stock, like the NFL.com. Yeah. And so if you change a number, the rule used to be you would have to buy all the jerseys in stock. I don't know if that's still the same rule or not anymore.
But like throw out a number, 100 grand, not enough? 500.
500 grand for
the jersey. How much do they go for? I'm asking. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I think a million would be too much.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think even 100 grand is too much.
Okay.
I think you're probably talking about 50? Maybe 20, 25 grand.
Okay.
But you have to have somebody that's willing to sell, too.
Right.
And, you know, it's just
guys get used to wearing their number.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, and that's how you're identified. Yes. Yeah. It's through your number. I still use my number.
Yeah. You do.
So.
It's Heather with the news. All right, coming up next, everybody's talking about Scooble and how well he pitched this weekend. The bobblehead, some even talking about contract and his future in Detroit. I think I have the perfect solution. It's next, 97.1. All right, guys, if you find yourself in a bad spot, you're injured in a car accident, you're stressed, you're in pain, you're confused, you're looking around for someone who can help you. More importantly, you're looking for someone who cares about you. There's a law firm out there. It's KG Law. Lawrence Cagey and his team, I've met them. It's true. They're experienced. They're staffed up. They're going to get you the biggest possible payout, and they're going to do it because they care about you. Lawrence is a Detroiter. He built his business with the idea that you're not just a number in the insurance game. The team's going to look after you when you need it most. The phone number is 877-KG-CARES, online, kgcares.com. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident, you need to call KG Law now. That's K-A-J-Y, kgcares.com, kgcares.com. Comerica was busy this weekend. Over 100,000 people taking in Tiger baseball against the Texas Rangers. Friday night, Scooble was phenomenal. He's been great. People getting in line for his bobblehead on Saturday. Team ended up losing 2-3. We'll talk about if there are any concerns at 8 o'clock. But let's get into Scooble here, because I know it was a huge conversation on social media, on this radio station, fans buzzing. Wow, this guy's great. He's dominant. John, you want to throw him in the MVP race?
He should be in the MVP race. Yeah. And I understand what Aaron Judge is doing. And if Aaron Judge wins the Triple Crown, there's no question he's going to be the MVP. There's a lot of time between now and then. And who knows what happens. We saw a Triple Crown race, and we know how difficult it is when Miggy did it to finish things out. So now you fast forward to this year, and
he's better.
He's better. Yes, there's no question. But Scooble is better than he was last year.
That's what I'm saying.
His numbers are better than he was last year. He has been absolutely dominant. 50-1 strikeout to walk ratio. It's ridiculous.
So when the Scooble stuff comes up, like part of the conversation shifts to they have to pay him, they have to keep him, he's going to walk, and people start to have those conversations. This is the solution, and it's as simple to me as it's ever been. He is pitching as dominantly as any Tiger pitcher in my life. I'll say that again, as any Tiger pitcher in my life. Last year, his numbers rivaled Verlander, and he's even better right now. Last six starts, 50 Ks, one walk. He's only given up four runs in that time. Less than a batter, on base, an inning. Less than a run allowed, right? ERA under one. He's been phenomenal. When the season ends, you offer him the modern-day Gerrit Cole contract. If he says no, you trade him. That's the conversation. We're going to reset the market with you as the centerpiece. We have very few long-term commitments. We do not exist in a sport where there's a salary cap, and our owner is worth billions. We will pay the best of the best who has won back-to-back Cy Young Award winners. If he's healthy, if he performs, I'm handing him the Gerrit Cole deal, modern. So with today's dollars, with inflation.
Right.
And if he says no, he wants to take the risk that LA is going to pay him more, the Yankees are going to pay him more, he wants to hit true free agency, then I'm trading him. I don't want to. I'll have done all I can. I don't know that there really is much debate on this. I'm paying him, and if he says no, I'm trading him. I'm not cutting corners. I'm not trying to get him on a discount. I'm offering him the best deal on the market.
So Gerrit Cole, when he signed his contract back in, was it 2020? Mm-hmm. 9 years, $324 million.
Yep.
I have no problem with the term. I have no problem with the money. And I'm not talking about $324 in 2020 dollars. It's obviously going to be more. If he shows that he can be this dominant, not just in 1 year last year, but in 2 years and remain healthy, that's going to be the big question. And it's not like he's going to be healthy over the entire nine years.
You can't predict that.
You can't predict that.
But I'm willing to roll the dice.
So it's $36 million a year, which in today's dollars, it's probably going to be closer to, what, 43?
I'd say 45 to 50.
$45 million a year.
I mean,
spending money on?
48 by 9. You're giving him a 9-year deal for $435 million, round up. Done. He's got to round out this year healthy, pitch this dominantly, win another Cy Young. I'm offering him the Gerrit Cole deal modern, the modern equivalent. And if he says no, if Scott Boras, his agent, says, that's not how I play, I want the Yankees in on the bidding war, I want the Dodgers on the bidding war, I want Cohen and the Mets on the bidding war, then we say,
fine.
We're trading him.
Yeah, we'll trade, and we'll get
like a haul. We'll get what we can get.
You certainly will. With a 2-time Cy Young Award winner, yes, you will get a king's ransom for that.
But it's a postseason conversation.
Certainly, it's a postseason conversation. You're not talking about this at the trade deadline.
No.
In fact, you might not even be talking about this contract. I know everybody wants a contract signed now. I'm fine with waiting until the end of the season. And will the numbers go up if he wins a second Cy Young? Sure. So be it. Sign him at the end of the year. And again, you have him under control for another year.
Yep.
If he doesn't want to sign that contract, whether it's him or Scott Boras, then you just might not be, you're not going to pay what the Dodgers would be willing to pay. You're not going to pay what the Yankees would be willing to pay. Insert any other team that just basically has endless funds.
Yeah, if he wants to roll the dice for a $500 million contract, and play the risk that he doesn't get injured in his last season and take the risk on the open market, the Tigers have to manage risk as well. And it would suck. It's not something anybody wants to do. I mean,
right.
That's why I think they do everything they can to keep him.
You have great value in Tarik Skubal. Your best value is going to be signing him to a long-term deal and him continuing to pitch for the Detroit Tigers.
We have breaking news.
Yeah.
We know the very first game of the NFL season on Thursday night.
Oh.
It is going to be at Philly, which is usual. You know, you have defending Super Bowl champions get the host. We looking for something there, or do I really need
to? No, you're good. You're good.
It's not who we think it is. It's not the Lions.
Oh.
No.
It's the Cowboys.
Division opponent.
A little surprised by that, because usually they try to save those late in the year for the network, you know, divisional game, NFC East. Yeah.
And the Cowboys coming off not a great campaign.
But they always like to shoehorn the Cowboys into extra primetime games, right? This is a primetime Thursday night kickoff, built-in audience because...
I don't know. It just kind of feels like they'll, you know, insert the trombone sound.
Well, wah, wah. No, we think that. But you got to understand, to Cowboys fans, it's our year, baby. We them boys. Oh, okay. We got George Pickens.
Insert Cowboys fans every year.
But they're allowed. There's a lot of them. There's a reason they end up on primetime. These TV networks love Cowboy games.
I think because of this now, too, I'm leaning that Lions-Eagles is going to be America's game of the week at some point.
Late in the season.
That Fox will lock that game in because they took this game, and it'll be like a November-ish, late October, middle of the season. These are your powerhouses. Let's go.
So here's the first game then.
For the Lions?
Yeah.
Kind of hit me on the spot with that one.
Well, I mean, I gave you Washington. At Washington, I think that makes all the sense in the world. It's how the season ended last year, and they want to have a premier matchup to start the season on Sunday with Jaden Daniels, everybody's darling, coming out of last year.
So, yeah, think about this. We want them to start on the road because they have 9 road games. The opponents could be Chicago, Green Bay, Minnesota, whatever. Washington is appealing. We know it can't be Philly. It could also be Cincy, Baltimore, Kansas City, or LA, but we just did the Rams last year to kick off the season. So I do think, John, it's going to be one of those contenders. Commanders, Ravens. I guess we've done Kansas City to open the season, too.
Early read, Lions at Rams, Monday Night Football.
Okay.
Monday Night Football hasn't had one of those yet.
Right.
So Buck and Aikman can play it up. You're getting two good teams. That's a great opener for Lions takeover, by the way. Last time the Lions played out there, they had a pretty good crowd.
And they will again. I'm just kind of done with the Rams primetime Lions matchup. There's so many better opponents on the schedule.
I think there's just more juice to Jaden Daniels in Washington versus Matthew Stafford versus Detroit. Like, okay, we've done that song and dance. And I don't know. I think it's kind of played itself out.
I mean, I'm still analyzing this, but Lions-Bengals Sunday night, maybe? Monday night?
Yeah, again, the Lions play a bunch of marquee opponents. They had a ton of primetime games a year ago. They're going to be featured. I mean, they'll get at least one Monday night, one Sunday night, one Thursday night. They'll probably get 2 Sunday or Monday night games.
Lions-Chiefs Sunday night football? The asterisk game all over again where they can play it up?
Kelsey's here now.
Yeah.
Is he, though?
You know, the Lions came in and won 2 years ago in the season opener. Now it's a Sunday night opener. You know you're getting good ratings on that one.
Yeah.
They went pretty conservative here with this opener of Philly-Dallas.
They did. I wanted it to be Lions-Eagles.
Thinking conservative, possibly.
Yeah. No, I wanted Lions-Eagles. I just think, hey, let's get it started, man.
Yeah.
Let's set the tone for the season. You know what you're chasing. They're going to be getting fitted for their rings right in front of you at their house to kick off the season.
Be a huge motivation.
It'll be later.
I'd be okay with that Kansas City-Detroit matchup to start with because Kansas City, obviously, they went out and revamped the passing game, signed Marquise Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster, and they're going to get Rashee Rice back healthy. They drafted a receiver. I think I would love to see Terrion Arnold be tested early. You know, is he going to be the second-year corner that is developing into CB1.
There you go. We're going to get leaks all week. Eagles and Cowboys kick off the NFL season. We threw out the Scooble stuff. Is it as simple as you're going to offer him the Garrett Cole deal when the season's over, and if he says no, you trade him? Do we need to have this conversation? We'll get into Lions later in the show. Tigers concerns at 8 o'clock. It's 97.1.
Hey, we had a beautiful weekend. It kind of feels like the start of summer. And if you avoided being in some of those pictures, maybe yesterday it was those Mother's Day pictures, you just wanted to be in the back because you didn't look the way you wanted to look in those pictures. You didn't feel comfortable about yourself. Well, you picture yourself in 40 days being 40 pounds lighter. That's right. With Ideal You, you could lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days. And I know the program really works because I lost 50 in those 40 days with Ideal You. If you book today, Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis. It's $150 value, absolutely free. And let me give you an idea what's going to happen in that initial analysis. You're going to find out exactly where you are, and you're going to be assigned a weight loss coach. They're going to use those numbers along with information provided by you to construct a plan that will allow you to lose up to 40 pounds in those 40 days. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us. Ideal You is different than other weight loss companies because it works, and it works fast. You can lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days, and be happy taking those pictures again. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us to get your body composition analysis. That's $150 value, absolutely free.
Eight o'clock, we're going to get into some Tiger concerns from the weekend. Are they valid? This team is still in first place, but some things stood out. They lost 2 of 3 at home against the Rangers, who I think are better than people realize. Their bats certainly wake up. Valdi's phenomenal. Saw him on Sunday. Scuba, one of the stories of the weekend, got everybody talking. He's on a tear right now. His last 6 starts, he has 50 strikeouts and 1 walk. ERA of 0.97 and a whip of 0.70. He's as dominant as any Tigers pitcher in my life. And yes, that includes Verlander. Someone has taken issue with that on the ticket text. Justin Verlander's MVP season, he had a 2.4 ERA. Last year, Scooble's ERA was 2.39, nearly identical. Their walks, you got to go decimal points difference between the two of them. Scooble more strikeouts per 9. Verlander more of a workhorse, would work later into games. How much of that is just today's baseball that Scooble doesn't pitch deeper? Nearly identical. That's right. And now Scooble's better than last year, which was MVP JV-esque. Yeah, to me, the Scooble debate, there is no debate. When the season's done, I'm offering the Garrett Cole deal in today's dollars, a 9-year deal pushing almost $450 million. Yeah. I'm throwing that on his lap. Again, he has to finish the year healthy, Cy Young, Triple Crown, dazzling, frontline ace. Great. I'm handing him that deal. I'm not going to be seen as cheap. There's no salary cap. I'm not paying anybody else long-term. Baez deal will be gone before this thing really even kicks in. If he says no, or through representation, Scott Boras says, I want to see if the Dodgers have $500 million cooked up. I want to see if the Mets and the Yankees want to bid. If he doesn't agree to a deal at the end of this season, when you've presented him with the best deal on the market, you trade him. I don't want to have that conversation. I know it would gut this fan base, but to me, that's the easiest solution. He holds up his end of the bargain. You hold up your end of the bargain. He wants to take a risk. You're not going to play that game. No, I think it's pretty clear.
You get value either way.
Yeah.
Now, what you get back in return, that's going to be, you know, the big question. If it comes to that, I don't think it will. Because if you're going to set the market and you're going to get the modern-day version of the Garrett Cole deal, I'm not sure what else there is to offer. Unless Scott Boras just simply says, well, I want the Yankees and the Dodgers to be in on the conversation.
So Scott Boras would then say, well, why am I going to take the modern-day Garrett Cole offer when I can get the 2 years down the road modern-day Garrett Cole offer? Right? Take it to the expiration of contract.
It'd be 1 year. 1 year away. And it's up to you. You want to play it out with your arm? I mean, we're offering you the best deal.
Well, no. Your offer is after this offseason.
Yeah, he has one year left of arbitration.
Boras wants to get 2 years down the road, which is when he becomes a free agent. You see what I'm saying? So the deal goes...
Hold on. He has this year in a Tiger uniform and next year in a Tiger uniform, yes. And that's it. I'm offering this at the end of this season, right, when he has 1 year left in a Tiger uniform. So you can make that call with only 1 year left in arbitration.
Right. I'm giving you Boras's perspective. I can get a better deal if I wait another year.
Well, I can't take that risk if I'm the Tigers.
Right, exactly. So this is what's in his ear, though.
Yeah.
And so to me, the Tigers kind of have to give the 2 year down the line deal. I would go 8 and 400.
Okay.
I'd make him the first $50 million pitcher in baseball, and you have proven that you'll do whatever it takes to keep him. And you put Scott Boras backed in a corner then with that offer. And because if you can pay him 360, you can pay him 400.
Yeah.
Let's just be real.
Oh, no. Mine was 9 by almost 450.
Right.
I mean, let's get it done.
Right. And look, if you want to do the 50 at 9 years,
fine.
Do whatever. Post the offer.
Yeah.
Let him reject it.
And then
make it public.
Sure. I'll turn you into the Scherzer thing. Yeah. But sure. I mean, that's what it would be. You'd have to get something for
him. And then you trade him at the winter meetings. Right?
Yeah. And
because what people need to realize is you can't. I heard somebody over the weekend saying trade him before this deadline because you'll have more value. And you can't do that when you're contending.
Yeah, you're competing for a championship.
And you're doing that next year. So could you dare trade him at the deadline next year? Your thought is you're going to contend, right?
Yeah.
Team should be better next year, you would think.
Sure.
So it's coming to this moment.
It is, and he's everybody's favorite. I mean, the lines were like stuff we haven't seen in a decade. People waiting to get the bobbleheads hours before they began the game on Saturday. I mean, he's a fan favorite, deserves to be a fan favorite. Everybody loves Scooble. Nobody wants to get to that point. It's an off-season conversation, but I know people were discussing it. because of the performances he's had and the one he had Friday night in front of the fans. I mean, John, he was altering your plans on vacation.
Yeah, I mean, he was must-see. He really was. He was must-see TV because of how he was performing. And it was, honestly, it was a shock when there was a hit.
Right.
It really was. I kind of felt like he was in full command. He was dominating. And that's the way he has been, other than like the first start. It has felt like he has been in full command of every single game, every time he's on the mound. And when something happens that irritates him, like there was a missed call, yep, like the foul ball that went off the bat. And I don't know how the umpire missed that one. I don't know how all the umpires missed that one. I love it when we get fiery Scooble, because then all of a sudden he just rears back and he throws a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. It's that appeared to be unhittable.
And he said something to the effect after the game that he did think it was in play. And normally guys downplay it. He was aware that he was really dialed in on another level. And we are getting to that point. To make the Verlander comparison again, there was that stretch where every start you wanted to be there because JV might throw a perfect game or a no-hitter. And we're in this stretch now where Scooble's done 6 straight outstanding outings. He's right on the edge of doing something special.
Yeah.
All right, we got a couple ticket texts on the schedule. I know it's starting to leak. We mentioned Cowboys and Eagles. Texter says they made that game one because they know by week 7 the Cowboys will be out of it and no one will want to watch them. That's Mark driving to Port Huron. In terms of the Lions, they can't play the Eagles now. They also can't play the Chiefs. Multiple people pointing out that the Chiefs will open in Brazil.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
That's right. So, yeah, Chiefs off the table.
We'll do an updated dream schedule Mad Libs at 9 o'clock for the Lions. Schedule officially out later this week. Coming up next, Tigers concerns. Are they valid? It's 97.1.